Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass. Like wildflowers, we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children, of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. The Lord has made the heavens his throne. From there he rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in all his kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Consider this. Psalm 103 has strong similarities to Ecclesiastes 3, to everything there is a season. While both poetic passages lament the temporary and fleeting nature of our lives here, by comparison they pay homage to the profound permanence and everlasting nature of God. Verses 15 through 17 of Psalm 103 read, "Our days on earth are like grass. Like wildflowers, we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him." As mortals, eternity is difficult for us to conceive. The final verse of Amazing Grace always makes clear to me how little I grasp the concept of eternity. I know the Sower Nation likes to sing, so y'all sing it with me. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Just to imagine the passing of 10,000 years astonishes me. Then to imagine that even after having lived 10,000 years, my time remaining would be no less than when I was first born into eternity. This idea stifles all logic and limit beyond our comprehension. And yet, our eternity does not actually begin at some later date. Our eternal life begins here, in the temporal world. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 reads, "For he has set eternity in the human heart." Once we accept and awaken to Christ, our eternal life begins. From here on out, it will never end. This is the wonderful promise of the gospel. With the resurrection of Christ, death has lost its sting. Death becomes a mere doorway to pass through into the next phase of our eternal life with Christ. I imagine it is a little like explaining to a teenager how their adult life will unfold. If you are a teenager, just take my word for it. As adults, looking back, though we wish there were things we knew when we were younger, we also recognize that adolescent capacity is limited. And in our youth, there are some things that simply take time and experience to fully understand. There will be things that will not make sense to us in this life. 1 Corinthians 13:12 reads, "For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." There will be things here that seem unarguably top priority that will become utterly meaningless in the afterlife. He invites us to see beyond them now, even as we live in the midst of the material world. 2 Corinthians 4:18 reads, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." There will be things we develop here that are for purposes yet unknown. Consider the developing child in the womb. Though the in utero world is dark and watery, babies develop eyes for seeing light and nostrils for breathing air. In the context of the womb, these may seem strange, but these developments become quite essential once the placenta walls are breached. The most important timeline that we become a part of is the one that begins within our heart when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Having been put on an immovable track to eternal salvation, we will forever live in the promise that we will have all we need and shed all we don't. As Christians, we bridge these two worlds, the dim and the fully known, the seen and the unseen, the temporal and the eternal, often living in the mystery between them. As wildflowers, we bloom and die. But praise God, His love is the substance of our eternal life and animation, which remains forever. The prayer. Thank you, Lord, for eternity. That all we see and experience here is not all that there is. Thank you that your Spirit opens our eyes to become sensitive to your unseen movements, like breath, like wind, like energy. Our soul life with you is invisible, but powerful and essential. Let us not become distracted by our temporal environment. Help us grasp how wide, long, high, and deep is your forever love, while also surrendering our need to understand what is simply beyond our comprehension. Help us lean into trusting that your provision and sovereignty over our lives is endless. The questions. What do you think about the idea that eternity is now? How do you picture eternity with God? How does thinking about eternity reorient your faith in God? How does thinking about eternity reorient your daily life? For The Awakening, I'm Bonnie McClure.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.